Okay. First things first, I realized I made a mistake yesterday. And it's important to correct this mistake, A, because it's a mistake, and B, because it's very relevant to what we're about to do. So yesterday we talked about machlekes between Rashi and the Rashba, if when there are no chiyuve gneva, the ganav have kinyane gneva. And it was mavur in Rashba that when there's no chiyuve gneva, there are no kinyane gneva. And therefore, if someone steals an object on Shabbos, it doesn't constitute a chefza shel gneva. So if they were later to shecht the object, they stole a behema on Shabbos, if they were later to shecht the behema b'choyel, they wouldn't be chayv dal v'hei, because they're not shechting a gneva. They're not shechting a chefza shel gneva. Rashi, the Rishonim quoted Rashi, who holds that if someone were to steal a behema on Shabbos and shecht it b'choyel, they would be chayv for dal v'hei. So it's mevurin Rashi that the behema does constitute a chefza shel gneva. And the reason is because, despite the fact that there are no chiyuve gneva, the ganav still has kinyone gneva. Now, someone yesterday said, why do we have to say like that b'shitas Rashi? I can't remember who said it. Why do we have to say like that b'shitas Rashi? Maybe we can say that kimle ben drabine. You say it? Yeah, oh, okay. Kimle drabine is a dinim bezdin. Bezdin can't collect the chayv from the individual who's chayiv, but still he has a requirement to be yotzei shemayim, and he tafas mafkinimine. If that's the case, there are still chiyuv egneva. So maybe the reason why Rashi holds there are kinyan egneva because there's a latent chiyuv egneva, despite the fact that the bezin can't collect it. And then I mixed up Rava and Rabba. That's the mistake I made, because we're going to see today that Rabba really holds that kimay drabine is a patur, not a din and bezdin. And the important point here is that it's really muchrach from Shitas Rabba and the Gemara there. Because Rabba holds, when there's no gneva, there's no tficha umechira. And therefore, if someone were to steal a cow on Shabbos and shecht it on Shabbos, they're not chayiv keren, and they're not chayiv for the dalad behe of tficha umechira, despite the fact that kimle drabine isn't poter knas. Because when there's no tficha, when there's no gneva, there's no tficha umechira. Now, if Rabba held that kimle drabine is a din in bezdin, it prevents bezdin from being able to collect a chayv, but really there is a chiyuv upon him, and therefore he must be yotzi beishamayim, and he tafas mafkir mine. So how could Rabba say that there's no chiyuv knas of tficha umechira since there's no chiyuv gneva? In reality, there is a chiyuv gneva. It's just that the chiyuv gneva can't be collected by bezdin. So the whole svara, said Rashi, is that dalad v'hei amar rachmana, and not gimel v'dalad. But this still does constitute dalad v'hei, because he's, in the end of the day, is he chayiv dalad v'hei? Does he have to pay back dalad v'hei to be yotzei shemayim? Yes. And if the baal came to collect the keren and dalad v'hei, can he take it? Yes. So that shouldn't constitute an absence of a chiyuv gneva. There is a chiyuv gneva, just that bezdin can't collect it. So it's muchrach in Rabba. The Rabba has to hold that kimle b'damne is a p'tur. It completely exempts the ganav from chiyuv imamim. If that's the case, there's no chiyuv gneva whatsoever. And when there's no chiyuv gneva, there's no chiyuv knas of tficha u'mechira. That's the cheshbon in Rabba. So if Rabba holds that kimle drabine is a p'tur, then it must be that if Rashi says b'shitas Rabba, that this behema still constitutes a chefza shel gneva, it must be because Rashi holds that despite the lack of chiyuv gneva, the ganav still has kinyan gneva. So that's going to be important going further. But I want to correct the mistake just so no one becomes confused. Let's go back to the Baal Me'or. Just to summarize briefly what we said in the Baal Me'or yesterday. The Baal Me'or holds that everybody agrees that me'ikar that min ha'tayra kimle b'drabine exempts a chiyuv hashava. So both Rav and Rava would agree that the ganev would be kind of the chayfetz. Yeah, because he has no obligation to return the object back, the ganev has a kinyan the chayfetz legam. The machloik is Rav and Rava. Is there a chumra derabbanan to return the object when it's be'en? Says the Baal Me'or, this is totally on a machlokes between Rav and Rava, if a regular ganev, in general, is kind of the object or not. Rav holds that in general a ganav is kind of the object. If that's the case, then normally a ganav's obligation to return the object is not b'teres hashava, but b'teres tashlumin. So when the object is be'en, if you're mechayev, the babem achteres, to give back the object, that looks like meis u mishale. And that the Chachamim wouldn't have done. They might say meisu meishi, but they wouldn't say meisu mishalim. We added yesterday that Rebbe pointed out that the lashon of the Baal Ma'or is mechzikim meisu mishalim. It only looks like meisu mishalim. And Rebbe explained that pshat in the Baal Ma'or is that even in Rav, just like the Rashba, when there are no chiyuv egneva, there's no kinyon egneva. So while a regular ganev is kind of the object because he has chiyuv egneva, since there's no chiyuv egneva, be'emes there's no kinyon egneva. So the obligation of the ganev to give back the object would be b'teiras hashava, not b'teiras tashlumi. So if you were to make him give the object back to onlookers, it would be michzi kemesu mishalein, because they'd automatically compare it to a normal ganev. But in reality, making him give the object back would constitute mesu meshi. Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, Kimla Drev Abminei also is part of the Chiyuv Hashava. So he's going to be kind of legamer. Yeah, but nonetheless, if you were to make him give the object back and you say, Midrabon, he's not kind of legamer, then in reality it would constantly be Nesu Meshi. But to an onlooker who would immediately compare this case to Ganev Be'alma would think that it's Ki'ilu, he's being Mesu Meshalim. That was the Baal Ma'or. So this you saw it. Oh, and it's Rava. But Rava holds that a regular ganev isn't kind of the object of gamre. So regular ganev's requirement to give the object back is b'teres hashava. So if you were to make the bab machteres give back the object, that would look like meis u meishiv, not meis u mishalim. Meis u meishiv, the chachamim said, is okay. But meis u mishalim wouldn't be okay. That's the machlokas Rav and Rav according to the Baal Ma'or. One of the things we're marveyach from this Baal Ma'or is pshat in the Rashba. Remember, Rashi said, the Rishonim quoted B'Shem Rashi, that if someone is ganav a behema on Shabbos, and they're tovach b'chayil, that he'd be chayiv. And the Rashba argued for two reasons. The first reason, like I just said earlier, is because the Rashba holds that behema wouldn't constitute a chefzah shel gneva. So if you were tovach u'machar, you weren't tovach u'machar chefzah shel gneva, you wouldn't be chayiv b'knas et tzicho mechira. That's the first reason why the Rashba argued. But the second reason why the Rashba argued on Rashi is because the Rashba said that even if he's Tavach, he wouldn't be Chayiv Karen for the Tzicha. Because first the Rashba says he wouldn't be Chayiv Dal Vehei. Then the Rashba says he wouldn't even be Chayiv Karen because it should be no different than Shibir Bechutz in our Gemara, where if a Bab Machteres comes and takes a Kli and then breaks a Bechutz, he's also not Chayiv for that Shvira. So what's Pshat in this Baal Ma'or? So Mistam Pshat is just like this Rashba. That the Baal Ma'or holds that Kimlein Rabbinei can also be part of the Chiyuv HaShava. And by virtue of being part of the Chiyuv HaShava, the Ganav is going to the Chefetz Legamre. So the Rashba is saying, if the Ganav is going to the Chefetz Legamre, then, A, if he's Shibur B'chutz, that shouldn't be a problem, because he's breaking his own Chefetz. And B, in Rashi's case, where you're Tovach B'chol, that wouldn't be a problem for the exact same reason. You are shechting your own behema. Yeah. One more point in the Rashba.
I just clarified the last one.
Yeah.
You said that Kamluder, you just said it's his own chayfetz, because Kamluder Rabbanim makes it his.
Right.
Didn't before we said that it's a hashava, according to the, and we just said that according to, that there's Kamluder Rabbanim by hashava?
Right, if Kamluder Rabbanim exempts you from having to return the object, then the mail becomes yours. Now you don't have to return it.
So how do those two things work together? How is it yours?
Yeah.
But nevertheless, because there's no
chiyuv
egneva, there's no
kinyan
egneva, and now it's
hashava. What do you mean in Rav? Oh, Rav is a bit complicated, but the way to look at it is there's a sequence of events. Point number one is that the ganav steals the object. So when the ganav steals the object, really he should be koine. But point number two is b'makom kimlein d'rab minei, there's no chiyuv tashlumin. If there's no chiyuv tashlumin, the ganav doesn't have kinyan egneva. So now you have a ganav who doesn't have kinyan egneva. He can't be kind of the object. Point number three, so if he doesn't have kinyan egneva, it's just a pikadon in his hands. And if it's a pikadon in his hands, he's a chiyuv hashava. Point number three is that kim lejabine is also paitzach chiva shava. If it's paitzach chiva shava, so then the ganav can be koyin legamre, not midin ganav, but just because this object has now lost all bailus. So now the
but how would it have lost all bailus? I mean, it was owned by one person.
No, because now the Torah. Yeah, because the Torah is saying that this guy doesn't have to return the object. I have someone else's object in my hand, but Kim Lejabine is saying I don't have to give it back to him.
But does that
it's not necessary.
Worse, or does
so now, now it's no. If the Torah is saying he doesn't have to return it, so now there's nothing stopping it from being his. The only thing that's stopping it from being mine is the fact that it's I have to give it back to you. It's yours, and I have to give it back to you.
Okay,
but now, if I have no chiyuv to return it back to you, so I can be Kohen Legamre. And now it's mine.
Could he use it?
Oh, don't ask me these questions. With a lulav, could he use it? Mistama, yes, it's his. He's kind of like Amrei. So mistama, yes, if it's a lulav, he can use it.
But if it's really it's not his, but he just has no chiyuv to return it.
No, it is his.
But why should it be
his? It wasn't his only because he had a chiyuv to return it. But now that he has no chiyuv to return it, it's his. That's what the Torah is saying. You have
a... Wouldn't that be called, a kinyan gneva? Because it was somebody else's and I'm being...
No, it's now it's not a kinyan gneva. He wasn't kinded out thing again. He's kinded out the fact that he has someone's money in his hands, and the Torah is saying you don't have to give back.
So why does that necessarily make it his?
It makes it his because the only thing that's stopping it from being his is the fact that he has to give it back.
Okay.
Is that's not. Everyone else on board? You say the only thing that. The reason why he can't keep it is because he has an obligation to... The Torah is saying, no, you have a pikkon in someone's hand, that creates a chiva shava. But if Kim Lejabine is paitur a chiva shava and says you don't have to give it back to somebody, then mamela, it's yours. If you don't have to give it back, then whose is it? If you're kainit, then if it's in your hands, then you can be kainit, you can keep it. Why not? Anyway, so back to the point in Rath. So if the Chachamim were to come in to this sequence of events, and in a case where the chefetz is ba'en, mandate that the ganev, that the bab machteris, return the object. So that means they'd be saying that the ganev can't be kind of the object. Even with the rice is kind of the object, they're saying, the ganev, no, you're not kind of the object, you have to give it back. So in reality, the chacham will be saying that the ganev who has a pikodin in his hands is not able to be kind of that pikodin, he has to return it. So that would constitute being meis umeshi. To an onlooker, however, who isn't cognizant of the nuances of kim lejabine, an onlooker would assume that this ganav is no different than a regular ganav. And since a regular ganav, according to Rav, is kind of the object, and his obligation to return is b'teres tashlumin, so an onlooker would think that if the chachayim were mechayev this bab machteres to return the object when it's be'en, that would also constitute Mesu Meshala, not Mesu Meshi. That was the point in the Balmor. Okay, one last point in the Tshuva of the Rashba. We already saw two different ways of understanding what the Gemara means when it says Veloihi. Yeah? So the Gemara quoted a member of Rav, Habab Machteres V'Natal Kelim V'Yotze Potter. Rav came and said, Mistab Ramil said, the Rav Bishashibar, the lesson of Alnota Aloi. And then the Gemara says Veloihi Kiyokim Narachmana Birshus Eleni Naisi. So that Veloihi, the pshat in that Veloihi is a machlo. We've already seen as a machlo between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi learned that Veloihi is part of Rava himself. Rava is saying pshat in Rav Lichara would be that a filu notal, the Bab Machteres can keep the object. Because he's kainit, and kim lejabine is paitet tashlumin, v'loihi, and that's not true, says Rava. I disagree with Rav. So the Ramban in the Milchamis learned that v'loihi is the stam of the Gemara commenting on Rav, as in Rava was learning up Rav, and comes the stam of the Gemara and says this is totally wrong, says the Ramban v'ta'ar Rav, and we use that chat to marviach. To explain the kasha of the Achronim asked in the Gemara Bava Kama, the Gemara Bava Kama says, what's the lashon of the Gemara Bava Kama? Lema pliga Rav ad Rava, and then quoted the memra of Rava that if a chavis went up to a dalzuz, it tavur shasu yechayv the dalzuz. In the Rashba, we see a third pshat. Because it's the Rashba and the Tshuva writes that there's a machlekes in our Gemara if Rav is talking about Nafla Shiber. The Rashba learns that it's actually a machlekes what Rav is referring to. Meaning, Rava, on one hand, understands that Rav is talking about a case of a filu natal, and the Velohi is the stam of the Gemara, like the Ramban, but not the stam of the Gemara saying that Rav is wrong, but rather the stam of the Gemara saying that the way Rava is learning Rav is wrong, and that Rav is really discussing a case of Shiber alone, not a case of natal. So three different pshatim in the Velohi of the Gemara. Rashi holds Velohi is Rava speaking. The Ramban holds Velohi is the stam of the Gemara saying that Rav is incorrect. Rav made a mistake. And the Rashba holds that Velohi the Gemara is the stam of the Gemara arguing on Rava in Pshat in Rav. Rava holds Pshat in Rav is a filu natal, and the stam of the Gemara saying Pshat in Rav is only b'shashibah. Okay, let's move on to Shitas Rashi. So the simple understanding of Rashi is that unlike the Baal Ma'or and the Rashba, Kimlei Medirab Minei does not apply to Achiv HaShava. And the machlokes between Rav and Rava is whether or not the requirement for a ganiv to return the stolen object is Betoris Tashlumin or Betoris HaShava. Rav holds it's Betoris Tashlumin, therefore Afilu Notal, Kimlei Medirab Minei exempts him from Chiyuv HaMamon. And Rava holds it's Betoris HaShava. And therefore in a case of Notal, Kimlei Medirab Minei would not pite him from the Chiyuv HaShava. And it makes a lot of sense that according to Rashi, Kimlei D'Rav Minei does not work to paytech Chiyuv HaShava. Because Rashi is commenting in Shitas Rava. And we know that Rava himself holds that Kimlei D'Rav Minei is a din in Bezdin. It prevents Bezdin from being mafkia mammon. So now, if that's the case, it would be very difficult to hear that a pikodon is also included in the din of Kimlei. That Kimlei can be poita chiyuv to be meshiv a pikodim, and that the ganav is kind of it. Because even b'makom Kimlei medirab minei, Rashi holds, itofas lo mafkina minei. Yeah? So if that's the case, so you see, all that Kimlei does is stop Bezdin from being able to collect. But that doesn't necessarily mean that. Actually, it's mavur from the fact that Rashi says he tough as lamafkina minei, that the bilus over this object has been removed. Listen, the way Rashi learned Kimlei D'Rav Minei in Rava's memory of Es Nasa Tera Fil Baal Imai is that it just prevents Bezdin from being able to take the money from you. But that doesn't mean that the object you have doesn't belong to somebody else. So you have a chiyuv to be yotzei de shamayim, and he tough as lamafkina minei. If that's the case, then for sure, by definition, Kimlei B'Drav Minei is not able to be paid to Chiyuv HaShava. Because you see that Kimlei B'Drav Minei is not effective in denying the bilus of somebody else. I mean, mafkia, the Chiyuv to return a pikodin to somebody else, all Kimlei B'Drav Minei does is prevent the Bezin from being able to collect from you. Nonetheless, Rashi is still problematic. Because the Gemara Bava Kamma says that if a ganev breaks a chavis or drinks from the chavis after the chavis went up in value, so initially had a chavis that was stolen at 1 zuz and went up in value to 4 zuz, tava ushasya, the ganev is chayev, those 4 zuz. So you see from that Gemara that if a ganev breaks something, breaking it constitutes another maisig neva. If that's the case, how could Rashi say, b'shitas rad, that if you're shiber b'chutz, you're potter? How could that be? If you're shiber b'chutz, why wouldn't that constitute another maisig neva that is now mechayev the ganev, the keren, that he was initially potter from when he was above machteres? It's the exact same kasha. It's the kasha that Ramban asked, And the kasha that we answered by saying that veloihi means the stem of the Gemara is saying that there's a is that true? Is that correct? The kasha in the Gemara Bava Kamma is that Tavir Shasir Chayv Dalet. So how could it be that Shibur Bechutz is Potter? Shibur Bechutz, you should be Chayv. Yeah, so Rashi learns that Veloihi is Medivei Rava and not the Gemara rejecting Rav. This Gemara is problematic. This Gemara is still a kasha on Rav. And it's not a kasha on... I mean, even Rava holds Shibur Bechutz is... What? It's still a question on Rava too. But it's still a kasha on Rava. Right? It's still a kasha on Rava. Even Rav and Rava, it's kasha on both Rav and Rava. How can they hold that Shibur Bechutz is Chayiv? How could you hold that Shibur Bechutz is Potter, pardon me, when the Gemara says Tavir Shasi is Chayiv, Alma, that breaking constitutes another Ma'asik Neiva. So according to the Baal Ma'or, it's not a problem, because the Baal Ma'or hold, and the Rashba hold, that really the Ganav is currently the object of the Gamre. So if he breaks it, then he's breaking his own object. It's only a Chumra de Rabbanan that if the object is Be'en, he has to give it back. But Rashi doesn't say like that. So according to Rashi, this is still a kasha. Problem number two is that there's a stira in Rashi. Because Rashi holds that if you're Shibur Bechutz, the Bab Machteris is Potter, and yet all the Rishonim quote B'Shem Rashi, that if someone's gone of a behema on Shabbos, and then shechted it B'Choyel, which is synonymous to the case of Shibur Bechutz, Rashi says you'd be Chayiv. How could Rashi hold that Shibur Bechutz is Potter, but yet Tavach on Chayil is Tavach B'Chayil is Chayiv? So to be Makdim, Rabbi said Yesh Lachkor, Abba Chakira. Somebody stole an object worth one zuz. Toaster was worth one zuz. It's always the toaster. And then, a few days later, he takes a sledgehammer and smashes the toaster. But there was no fall in the toaster market. The toaster didn't go up in value. It was still one zuz. So avadai, he's a gazlan. Doesn't have an afkamina, but he's still a gazlan. Initially, the object was be'en, and now the object is not be'en, and he has to pay tashlumin. He has to pay back that one zuz. But is he also a mazik? That's the question. Just theoretically, is this guy a mazik when he destroys the toaster? So lichayr not. Because a mazik is, by definition, a mazik when he destroys the shavius of an object. I remove value from the object that the Baal had. As in, the Baal had a toaster that was worth a zuz, and I smashed his toaster. Now I took away a zuz from the Baal's property. But in this case, was I mafsid the Baal anything? L'chayr or not. I was already mafsid the Baal when I stole his toaster. The moment I took his toaster, I was mafsid him one zuz. Now when I break the toaster again, am I mafsid him anything above and beyond what I was mafsid him when I originally stole the toaster? No. So I can't be a mazik. Yeah? So with that hanacha, plow further. Shitas Rava, according to Rashi, is that kimle medrav mineh is a dinim bezdin. The bezdin is prevented from collecting the chayv, but there's still a chiyuv that's incumbent upon this ganav. So when a ganav is bab machteris and takes an object, is he chayiv for the value of that object? Yes. Just that the Bezdin can't collect the money. So now, when he goes and breaks the object b'chutz, can you be mechayiv him for anything? Chayiv not. Can't be mechayiv him. Well, you certainly can't. Can you be mechayiv him for being a gazlan? Is another maise gneva? So no, because there's kimle on the original gneva. But can you mechayev him for being a mazik? Well, I can only be mechayev him for a mazik if he was mafsid some shavius from the Baal that he wasn't originally mafsid with the initial gneva. But since he's chayev for the initial gneva, so in reality he owes the Baal that one zuz for the chavis he stole, just that the bezin can't collect it, when later he goes and breaks the chavis, so is he a mazik? Did he take away anything from the Baal that initially that he didn't take away initially in the Maisig Neva? No. So if that's the case, there is no chiyuv that the Bab Machteres has when he shiver b'chutz. He can't be chayiv for being a ganev because he wasn't chayiv for the initial gneva. And he can't be chayiv for being a mazik because he wasn't mazik anything. Anything more, he wasn't mafsid any more than what he was mafsid when he was originally a ganev. And the Bezdin can't collect for that initial gneva. But in the case of the Gemara, when the toaster goes up in value, from one zuz to four zuz, and the ganev breaks at the higher value, well, since when it was be'en, he was obligated to give it back. So, when the toaster was four zuz, he owed the Baal a toaster that was four zuz. Yeah, when he subsequently breaks it, if we were to mechayev him keren kishas agneva, we were to mechayev him just that one zuz, would that be fair? No. Because then he would have been mafsid the Baal, that additional three zuz. So I can't be mechayev him keren kishas agneva, because he's a mazik. He was mazik three more zuz from what he stole initially. So if that's the case, then you have to be mechayev him the four zuz. The four zuz at the time of the shvira. So now we can be miyashiv the stiras in Rashi too. Because Rashi in our sugya is a liba derava. Holds a kimle medrabin is a din in bezdin, not a ptur. So when you steal the object in the machteris, you're chayev to pay for it. Yeah, and the bezin, it's just that the bezin can't collect from you. And if you break it later, you're not causing any further loss to Baal. But Rashi in ksuvis is a liba derabba. And in rabba, it's muchrach that kimle derabin is a ptur. Because if kimle derabin wasn't a ptur, how could we say that when there's no gneva, there's no tficha mechira? If kimle derabin is a din in bezin, that there is gneva. And if there is gneva, there should be tficha mechira. Before the rabba holds that kimle derabin is a ptur. If kimle derabin is a ptur, then when someone steals a behema on Shabbos, he's putter completely from having to pay back. But Rashi holds it's still a pikudin in his hands. He still has someone else's property that he has to return. So then when he goes and is tovach umachar, he's being tovach umachar a chefza shagneva, that he's being marchig more from the bailin. So he'd be chayiv for the gneva. He's stealing again, and he'd be chayiv for tficha mechira, a knas. Okay. Good. Everyone on board?
Why couldn't Rava hold that as well?
Why couldn't Rava hold that as well? Because you're not being mazik anything that you.
You think it wouldn't be a new gneva?
No, because I owed him a cow, and now I still owe him a cow.
It's not a further gneva; it's just a tefila.
Not a further gneva. According to Rashi, I have a pikadon in your. I have a pikadon that I owe you, a stolen object that I owe you, that is ben. Now when I shecht it, so I'm being ganev it again. So I'm chayiv in the keren, and then I have. I'm chayiv in the keren, and then because the chesed shel gneiva, the tficha mechira is mechayiv a knas of dal v'heyes as well. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the Gemara. I'm wondering now, according to according to Rava, why isn't it that you can, why is the shvir, why does the shvir not constitute another ma'asik neiva that's mechayev the keren?
Rava?
Yeah. Why is that sure?
You're still high from the first time.
No, not Rava, but Rava and Argemara. So why doesn't the shvir constitute another ma'asik neiva?
You still have the original chiyah from the first one.
Yeah, but for now, but originally it's be'en, and now you're marchikim more.
Kimbud the Ramin is not a p'tor, so it's the same neva.
It's the same.
When you stole an object, when you break it, you're not chayav a new object. It's the same stealing of the object originally.
So that makes sense for mazik, but now I'm being marchikim from the Bailam more, no?
Because
initially it's be'en, and I have to give him back to him b'teres hashava, and now there's a chiyah tashlumi. So I understand why there's no chiyuv mazik. I'm not being mafsi anymore, less than I was mafsi originally.
Yeah.
But why am I not nocha ganev? Just like in Rabba, that there's kimad rab mene when you take the behema.
Well,
no, even according to Rabba, kimad rab is a ptur, so I'm potter for stealing the behema. But when I go and shecht it, so I'm chayiv, it's another maisig neva, so I'm chayiv karen. And chayv dal vehei for the. So why is it another ma'asik neiva?
It can be a new ma'asik neiva there because you weren't chayv the cow because it was putter. So now you can say you're chayv the cow by Rabba.
Oh.
But here you can't say you're chayv the kli because you were already chayv.
Right. So now when I steal it again, so now I make right now when I steal it again, so now I have a new chiyuv. I'm actually being mafsid something that the Baal could have just taken from me because it'd be caught in my hands. But according to Rava, being marchiket from the Baal HaMor, that wouldn't constitute. That doesn't. That's not the vort. That's not right. I was already high for taking it away from him. So the fact that now I'm being marchiket from more, that doesn't mean anything. That's not going to make him a ganav again. Okay. Vayitzu in the Gemara. The Gemara quote Abraisa. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein lo damim im zarech haShemesh olav. Says the Abraisa. Vechi haShemesh olav bilvad zarecha. One bryce says mashma that you can kill above machteres misafek, and one bryce says mashma you can't kill above machteres misafek. And for the Gemara, lo kasha kambe avala ben kambe ben ala av. So Drashi, in the case of avala ben, out of safek you can't kill. Because Mistama the Av has rachim on the Ben and won't kill him, unless you know for sure that the father is a soinif to the son. In the case of Ben ala Av, and so too Shar b'nei Adam, Misafik we assume that they're coming al iskei nefashes, unless you know for sure that they're ayavim dumia to Av ala Ben. So Frag Taisis is a Gemara Psachim, the beginning of Psachim, that darshens the pasuk Laor Yakum Reitzeach. If it's clear to you as day that nefashes ka'asi, this bab machteres is coming on nefashes, reitzeyachu, he's a reitzeyach, v'nitein la'atzilu b'nafshar, and you can kill him. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Rashi in the Gemara there says that the case that is pshita lecha k'nahira is ben ala'av, or kol adam. In such a case, it's pshita lecha k'nahira that they're coming al'iske nefashes. Frag Taisis v'lo yitokein, that can't be. Kidamir hacha says in the Gemara here, dehane afilu bistama reitzeyachu. The case of ben ha'av is min hastam reitzeyach. But there the Gemara says, it has to be poshu to you kinahira. So how could Rashi say that something which our Gemara says isn't poshu to kinahira, but is min hastam, constitutes something that's poshu to kinahira? So it says Taisis, what has to be poshu kinahira? It's the case of Avala Ben, where the only time you can kill an Avala Ben is when it's Poshu Kinahira, it's Bor Kinahira that he's coming al Iskin Afosh, that he's a Sayyid. But if it's Misfikal Lecha Milsa Kelaila, if it's unclear to you, if it's dark to you, then Yehei Be'einecha Keganer, then you can't be, you can't, Lo Nitin Latzilu B'Nashe. There's a problem with this Taisis. See, Taisa said, there's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is learning out the din that Pikuach Nefesh is Daicha Shabbos. And the Gemara begins with Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel says that we learn out that Pikuach Nefesh is Beicha Shabbos from through means of a Kal V'Chomer from Bab Machteres. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Bab Machteres is a Sofek if he's coming Al Iskei Momin or Al Iskei Nefoshes. And yet the Torah says, Haba L'Hargecha Hashkem L'Hargar. Says Rabbi Shmuel, if the Torah allows you to be Doicha V'Isser Ritzicha, which is doubly chomor, one in that it's mitam of the land, and two in that it's mistalik shechina Yisrael, then kal v'chomer for pikuach nefesh you can be doicha Shabbos. Then the Gemara at the end of the sugya is doicha the Rai from Rabbi Shmuel, and says I only see from Bab Machteres that vaday pikuach nefesh doicha Shabbos, because Rava says that Bab Machteres is a chazaka that ikoy la'apoy katlin ole. Yeah? It's a chazaka that the ganav is coming, al iskei nefoshes. If that's the case, all I see from here is that vadek pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos, but not sofek pikuach nefesh. So it's mevor in the Gemara and Yuma that above machteris is not a case of sofek, but it's a case of vadai. If it's a case of vadai, then now I can understand very well why Rashi says that ben ala'av, or sharko me'odam, constitutes Pshita l'chamilsa k'nohira, where it's borrowed to you that the individual is coming at least k'nefoshes. Because the Gemara calls case above machteris, where it's nitin atziloi, a vadai. Isn't that when Rashi writes in Asugya that a ben alav is a vadai, he's coming off the Gemara Numa that says that above machteris is a vadai. Yeah. That's what Rashi, when Rashi says, the lashon of Rashi here is, misofik al yargeu b'noi, the vadai rachamei aval b'noi, that's also Pshat and Rashi in Psachim, who says that Ben Ala'av constitutes Pshit v'chamilsa k'nahira. So what's Pshat in Taisis? So it must be that Taisis felt that when the Gemar in Psachim said Pshit v'chamilsa k'nahira, that Pshit v'chamilsa k'nahira means the same thing as Zarcha lo Shemesh nar Sugya. When the Braisa says, Zarcha lov shemesh, if you know for sure, then you can kill. The way the Gemara learned that is, there are situations where you have to have a beirur michutz, some external knowledge that is mevar to you, that this is a for sure a case where he's bal iskei nefoshes. The chazak in our sugya, even though it's like a vadai, in that it's enough to, it's enough in term in the parsha Bab Machteres to be able to kill the Bab Machteres. That is not, it's not, normally that wouldn't be a good enough bear for Din Nefashis in general. That's not what I normally call a Vadai. The Din of Bab Machteres is taka based on this Chazaka, but I can't call that Chazaka Pshita L'Chamilsa. Because Pshita L'Chamilsa sounds like absolute knowledge Michutz. Dumyutu Zarcha Lov Shemesh. So Tosos himself writes that the case of Pshita L'Chamilsa K'nahira is a case of a ben ala'av when you know for sure, minachutz, is a case of av ala'ben where you know for sure, minachutz, that the av is a sign of the ben, and the av is coming al iskei nefoshes. But a case of a ben ala'av, well, in achinami, it constitutes a vadai in the sense that I can kill him, and I assume, mikrech the chazaka, that he's coming al iskei nefoshes, that places things in terms of the etymology of Zarch Lav Shemesh and Pshit Chamil Skandahira, wouldn't constitute something that's absolutely and positively clear. Whereas Rashi, on the other hand, holds that the Chazaka that Rava says, a Chazaka that Adam Mamidatz on the Moinei Vikalapai Kathinulai, that Chazaka does constitute a Vadai. That is what you'd call a Vadai. It's complete and total knowledge. So when the Gemara Psachim says, Pshit Chamil Skandahira, says Rashi, that's just like a Ben Ala'av, where the Torah is mechadish to you that it's ki'ilu avada that is coming al iskei nefoshes. Now, there's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin in Perek Yud Aleph, and the Tosefta says as follows: if Abba Machteres is coming to kill, he's coming al iskei nefoshes, then matzil ma'aseh ben asher. If he's coming litol momen, then ain't matzil ma'aseh ben asher. If it's a suffek, ein matzilin oisei v'nafsha. Can't kill b'machteres in the case of suffek. Then the Gemara quotes a drasha. Says, shene emar, v'imzar chalov ha-shemesh. If it's bar l'cha k'shemesh, sheyesh l'shalom imcha, then you can't kill him. But if it's not bar l'cha k'shemesh, that he doesn't have shalom with you, then you can kill the b'machteres. So what's the problem with the Tesefta? Marish, a pasha problem. What's the issue with the Tesefta? The drasha the Tesefta gives, l'chara as a raya, that you can't be matzah some b'nafsha in a case of suffolk, is really a riley start. First, the Braisa says that in a case of suffolk, ain't matzah b'nafsha in a case of suffolk. But then the Gemara quotes a drasha. What's the drasha? If it's bar l'chak shemesh, that he's an oye, then you can't kill him. That means if you vad, I know, that he's coming little moment, then you can't kill him. But if not, meaning l'chara, if you're not sure, if it's a suffolk whether he's coming little moment, or al iske nefoshes, then you can kill him. The drasha the Gemara gives, that's l'chara meant to substantiate the din of suffolk you can't kill him, is taka a raya l'star. So one possibility is that you have to learn the drasha differently, and the drasha is really going back on the first din of the Tesefta. As the Tesefta said, if he's coming little moment, then you can't kill him. And the drasha, the Tosefta, is substantiating that din. Meaning, I have a havamina that even if above machteris is coming lethal mammon, you can kill him. Because maybe there's a chashash mirachik that he really is coming lethal nefashis. So comes the Tosefta and says, no. If it's bar lecha kishemesh that he's coming lethal mammon, if you know that he's coming lethal mammon, then you can't kill him. But if he's not coming al iske mamen, then you can kill him. But really, the drasha is not talking about a case of suffolk. That's one possibility. But the second possibility, that the minchas bikurim den taisefta changes the girsa to read that in a case of suffolk, matzil noise ben asher, you can kill him. So this is very surprising. Because the Gemara in Yuma, the maskan of the Gemara in Yuma, said that Abab Machteres is a Vadai, not a Sofek. So how could our Tosefta say that in a case of Sofek, you're able to kill Abab Machteres? If that was true, then what was the Pircha that Gemar Yuma had in Rabbi Shmuel? You can actually kill Abab Machteres at a Sofek. And if that's the case, you takadu learn from Abab Machteres that Sofek Pikuach Nefesh can be Doicha Shabbos Mikal V'chayim. There's really a question in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is Deicher Bishmol with a memra of Rava. That Bob Machter is a Vadai because it's a Chazaka. But Bishmol himself called Bob Machter a Sofek. So how could Rava argue with Bishmol? You see that Rabbi Shmol himself thinks that Yutaka do kill a Bob Machter a Sofek. In Yushalmi, in fact, it's mefurish that this drasha that the Tesefta brings, imzar chalav shemesh, bar lecha kishemesh, yesh l'shalim lecha argeyu, v'ilav al targeyu, is Rabbi Shmuel. It's divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Yushalmi quotes this drasha, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, and then says, on this drasha, Rabbi Shmuel makes his kal v'chaymer, that pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. So if that's the case, then the girsa change, or the minchas bikurim, makes a lot of sense. Because I can say that this Tesefta that brings the drasha of imzar chalav shemeshim, bar l'cha k'shemesh yesh l'shalom lecha, which is the same drasha that the Yushalmi equates with Rabbi Shmuel, when Rabbi Shmuel makes a kal v'chaymer that pikuch nefesh is doicha Shabbos, that is haguf hashitas Rabbi Shmuel. Our Tesefta is going aliba to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel himself holds that suffik is takechayev. And he learns from this drasha. If it's bar l'cha k'shemesh that he's an ayev, that he's coming little mammon, then you can't kill him. But if it's anything else, if it's a sofek, then you can kill him. But the Gemara is doicha the raya from Rabbi Shmuel with Rava, who holds that Bab Machteres is a vadai. Where did Rava get this idea from? How does he know the Bamafter is a Vadai? What right does Rava have to argue with Rabbi Shmuel? So Rava is in accordance with the opinion of the Brises that our Gemara brings. Because it's Mavur in the Brises of our Gemara that you can't kill a Bamafter's Nisafik. You can only kill if you have actual knowledge that the Bab Machteris is coming Aliskin of Foshes. And if the only time where you have to have right the Gemara the in the end of the day the Gemara's Teres is not that the case of the Brisa is talking about a case of Sufik. Rather the Brisa means that a case of Avla Ben I know for sure he's not coming Aliskin of Foshes. In a case of Ben Al Av I know for sure he's coming Al Iskin of Foshes. And the only way to negate either of those assumptions is if you have absolute knowledge, otherwise michutz. So our brayzim before in the Gemara hold that Bab Machter is a vaday. Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara Yuma holds that Bab Machter is a sofek. So Rava, who holds that Bab Machter is a vaday, is a leap of these brayzes, and Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that Bab Machter is a sofek, he stims with our Tosefta, and this gears to change the Minchas Tikkun that you can't go Bab Machter is a sofek, and it's learned down from the Drash in Zarech LaShemish Bar Lecha Keshemish Yesh LaShalimcha. Now, Reb Chaim says that Roidev and Bab Machteres have two dinim. There's a din of Atzolos HaNirda, and there's a din of Chiyuv HaDeRoidev. And you have to both. So Atzolos HaNirda is the din that empowers me to be able to kill the Roidev. But in order to kill the Roidev, and in order to actually kill the Roidev, I have to have a Chiyuv HaDeRoidev. Because without Chiyuv HaDeRoidev, I'd say, Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. If that's true, then how could Rabbi Shmuel learn in the Gemara Numa that Pikuach Nefesh is Doichin Shabbos from Bab Machteres? In the case of Bab Machteres, is a Bab Machteres Doichin an Isser of Ritzicha? So according to Chaim Lichai or not, because the only way to kill a Bab Machteres or a Roidev is if there's a chiyuva deroidev. If there's a chiyuva deroidev, that means that there is no iser ritzicha. So, being matzil, the bab machteres, for the pikuach nefesh of the bab machteres, does not constitute a dichui of the iser ritzicha. There is no iser ritzicha, because there's a chiyuva on the bab machteres. There's a chiyuva deroidev incumbent upon this bab machteres. So how could you learn from here, Kal v'chaymer, that Pikuch Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? Deicha the Isser of Shabbos. But the answer is Poshut, because Rabbi Shmuel is L'shitosa. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Bab Machteres is a Sofek, that you're able to kill the Bab Machteres Misofek for the Pikuach Nefesh of the Baal. If Bab Machteres is a Sofek, can there be a Chiyuva Deroidev Misofek? No, there can be a chiyuv deroidev if he's a vadei roidev, but if he's a sofek roidev, mistama there's no chiyuv deroidev. The only reason why you're able to kill the roidev is out the hatzolas anirdaf, the pikuach nefesh of the balabais. But if we hold like Rava and the Brisa, that you can only kill a roidev and a bab machteres, because if there's a vada. So Lichaira, Shitas Rava and the Braisa is that the only way to kill a Bab Machteres for the Hatzolah of the Nirdav is if there's a Chiyuva Deroidev incumbent upon the Bab Machteres, or else I say Ein Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. Isn't that how Gufa is the opinion of the Tan of this Braisa? That unlike Rabbi Shmuel, I can't kill out a Sofek, because the only way I'm able to be Doicha the Nefesh of the Roidev for the Nefesh of the Nirdav is if I have a chiyuv deroidev, and I don't have a chiyuv deroidev makom sofek. So the only time I can kill a bab machteres if he's a vade bab machteres, because if he's a vade bab machteres, then he has a chiyuv deroidev, and if he has a chiyuv deroidev, I can say doichin nefesh mifnei nefesh, and you can kill the bab machteres in order for the sake of that tzolos nefashis of the nirdav. Right. Chaim would not work with Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel is a whole different havana of the parsha Bab Machteres. Rabbi Shmuel thinks it's a chiddush in Torah that you're able to kill a Bab Machteres for the pikuach nefesh of the nirdaf, even out of Sofek. And the Tanav Arbaisa disagrees. The Tanav Arbaisa would hold that you can't do because ain't doichin nefesh mipnei nefesh. only if there's a vadai, and only if it's a vadai b'machta, he's vadai b'alis k'nefashis, you know for a fact he's b'alis k'nefashis, and there's a chiyuv d'rodev, are you able to kill him? Okay, moving on to the Gemara. The Gemara quoted a b'raisa, nachah b'raisa, tanu rabbanan, damim loy, bein b'chayel, bein b'shabbos, ein loy damim, bein b'chayel, bein b'shabbos. Says the Gemara, I understand, b'ishlama ein loy damim, bein b'chayel, bein b'shabbos, itzrich, sakadai techamina midi dehava aharugei bezin, te b'shabbos loy katlinan, kemash milan de katlinan. Says the Gemara, I understand the chiddush, that in a case of ein loy damim, you can kill him, bein b'chayel, bein b'shabbos. I would have thought that you can't kill a roidev b'shabbos midi dehava aharugei bezin. Because the halacha is that you're not able to implement misas bezdin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, kemash malan, ein leidamin, bein lechol, bein b'shabbos. You're able to kill the roidev on Shabbos. Says Rashi, the reason why you can kill on Shabbos is mishum pikuach nefesh dahai, for the sake of the pikuach nefesh of the nirdam. Now the Mishnah Lamelech has a sofek. What would happen if a roidev is being roidev achar anayrim urasa on Shabbos? Can you kill a roidev achar anayrim urasa on Shabbos? So here, there's no pikuach nefesh. You're being matzil the anayrim urasa from oynis, but there's no pikuach nefesh. The Mishnah Malach quotes a riff at the end of Psachim that you can kill on Shabbos. The shaila is why? How is that, if there's no pikuach nefesh, then by what right are you able to mechal Shabbos for the hatsala of this nayim urasa? That's the shaila. So Reb David Pavarsky says that you see from this riff that the riff argues on Rashi. Whereas Rashi says the reason why you can be doicha Shabbos is mishum pikuach nefesh of the nirdaf, the riff holds that pikuach nefesh isn't good enough. It won't do it. Because there's also pikuach nefesh on the roidev as well. There's pikuach nefesh on both the roidev and the nirdaf. So rather, the chiddush of roidev in Torah is that you save the nirdaf at the expense of the roidev's life. Whether or not it's a pikuach nefesh. As in once we say that there's a parsha of roidev by Nair Murasa, which learned that from Eimai Shiela, the chiddush in Torah is that the life of this nirdaf is forfeit. For the life of the roidev is forfeit for the hatsala of the nirdaf. And there's a gzeir sekosuv of ein leidamin, bein b'chel, bein b'shabbos, that hatsala is doiche Shabbos as well. The issue is, again, Rabbi Shmuel learns that pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos from Bab Machteres. Because Rabbi Shmuel understands, chayra, that the way that above machteres is killed for the sake of pikuach nefesh, you're over the iser of shvichus damim for the pikuach nefesh of the nirda. So kal v'chomer by Shabbos, you can be doicha Shabbos for pikuach nefesh. So if the riff holds that the whole chiddush of reidiv above machteres is that you can kill mishum hatzolos anirda, it's not a din of pikuach nefesh. But it didn't tell us a nirdaf. So how can you make a kal v'chomer from Bab Machteres to pikuach nefesh by Shabbos? The two different inyanim. One is a case, a chiddush in Torah, that for that tell us a nirdaf, the life of the roidev is forfeit. Nothing to do with pikuach nefesh. If it had to do with pikuach nefesh, the riff wouldn't hold. You could kill a nayim urasa. You could kill a roidev achar nayim urasa on Shabbos. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that Rabbi Shmuel in the Gemara clearly holds that. That Bab Machteres is a type of pikuach nefesh, or else he wouldn't have been able to make a kal v'chomer to pikuach nefesh by Shabbos.
Doesn't the Torah make the? I mean, it sounds like a hakish, but like the Torah is explicit. Kikashri yakum mishal rei ukeda devarza. Can't you like extend the dinim from rotziach to narum mirasa just like through the pasuk?
What do you?
I'm saying, would it be possible to do so?
For which din? That you can kill Nimrosa on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Because keda devarza.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. I mean, we already use up that hekesh for two things. A, the hekesh teaches me that that there is roidef by inyani by ritzicha. As I know roidef by Naira Murasa, so the Hekish teaches me there's roidef by ritzicha too. And then we learn Mineu Bey that just as Tzeach is one of the Gimel of Eres Chamuras, so too Arai is one of the Gimel of Eres Chamuras. I don't think you're going to use the Hekish to learn from here that just as Tzeach is Deich HaShabbos, because Bab Machter is Ein Lodom is Deich HaShabbos, so too Naira Murasa is Deich HaShabbos. Could make a pircha. It's not true. Naira Murasa, there's no Atzalos Nefoshes. But Reit Tzeach, there's Atzalos Nefoshes. The reason why you're able to be Deich HaShabbos is because it's Atzalos Nefoshes. So why would I say the Hekish teaches that? Why would I say the Hekish teaches me that? That a Naira Murasa is also Deich HaShabbos. Like I'd make a simple chiluk. But according to the Rif, who holds that the whole chiddush of Roidef is that the life of the Nirdef, the Roidef is forfeit for that soul. Right? What that soul is Oynes or Lini Nefoshes, and the Gzeres HaKosov is teaching me that that Hatzolot can apply on Shabbos as well, so then I can very well understand why a Roidef Achan Naira Murasa is killed on Shabbos.
Wait, even if his life is forfeit, isn't there like a melacha there?
Yeah, but there's Exeris Akos of Ein Ladam, Mein Bechel, Mein
Veshabbos. Well, I mean, that's like, isn't Ein Ladam like a heter to kill him? But it's a heter for the Ritzicha, but there's still going to be like a melacha involved.
Yeah, but the Rosh of the Gemara is Damim like Mein Bechel, Mein Veshabbos. That despite the fact that you're killing him, you can be like, and it's a melacha, you can be like a Shabbos.
Yeah, but then, so what I'm saying, what are you using to extend it to Naira Murasa?
No, because the reason why you're able to kill on Shabbos is not for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. But the way to understand the Gzeres HaKosuv is that it's a Gzeres HaKosuv that the din, that the life of a Roidif is forfeit for the Hatzalah of Nirdaf, applies on Shabbos too. If that's the case, there's no reason to be mechalik between Bikuach Nefesh and the case of Oynes. It would be true across the board in any case of Roidif. The issue is, how could the Rif hold that the reason why you're able to kill the Roidif is out what you call Hatzolas and Nirdaf, when you see in Rabbi Shmuel that it's really because of Pikuach Nefesh, just like Rashi said. So now, Rabbi Chaim said that there are two din in Roidif. There's a din that you're matzil the Nirdaf through the life of the Roidif, and there's a din of Chiyuv of the Roidif. And you have to have both. It's not enough to have Hatzolas because of Ein Deich HaNefesh Mitei Nefesh. But Reb Chaim is marred by different variables in this equation. When you have so many variables, it's hard. It's Mehecha Teisi, we'll see. The problem with Reb Chaim is, if according to Reb Chaim, it'd be very hard to say there's a machlokes. There might be a machlokes leaning whether or not you have to have chiyuv d'raidif. It would be very hard to say there's a machlokes whether or not you have to have hatzolos and nirdaf. Regarding that inin, whether or not b'machteres and raidif is a hatzolos and nirdaf or not, that would be hard to say there's a machlokes in. Maybe you can say, according to the Rif, that there aren't two din, but there's one din. That one din is expressed as follows: the roidef is mischayev benafshay for the sake of atzalos anirda. There's a chiyuva de roidef that exists when I have to be matzil v'nirda. It's really one din. It's not a din of atzalos anirda and a din of chiyuv d'raidif, but it's really one thing. There's when I need to be matzil the nirdav, there's a chiyuv misa, a chiyuv d'raidif on the raidif. It's mischayev benafshay. So now there's a difference between pikuach nefesh and this chiyuv d'raidif, because the word of pikuach nefesh is that I can be doicha isurim to save somebody who's in danger. That's the way to put it. I can be doicha isurim to save somebody whose life is in danger. But this din of hatzolah sanirdaf, is not that I can be doicha the iser shichus damim for the sake of pikuach nefesh, or I can be doicha Shabbos for the sake of pikuach nefesh, but that the roidef is chayiv misa in order to save the nirdaf. But now we already said that there's a machlokes between the Tana of our braises and Rabbi Shmuel, if you can kill above machteres as a safek. Rabbi Shmuel holds you can kill above machteres as a safek. And the town of Arbraisa holds you can't. You can only kill above machteres as a vada. Rabbi Shmuel, who holds you can only kill above machteres as a safek. Can we say that the gedder of above machteres is that there's a chiyuva deroidef le'inin hatzalos anirda? It's impossible, because if it's a case of safek, there can't be chiyuva deroidef, like we said earlier. So Al Korchecha, Rabbi Shmuel argues and holds that the whole din Abab machteres is alz pikuach nefesh. That is the driving force behind this din. The Torah is saying, for the sake of pikuach nefesh, you can kill abab machteres, whether it's a sofek, whether it's a vadai. And therefore, Rabbi Shmuel is able to make a kal v'chomer to Shabbos. Just as pikuach nefesh is doiche Shabbos, just as abab machteres, just as pikuach nefesh abab machteres is doiche de chomer deke isra shichus damim, then kal v'chomer pikuach nefesh is going to be doiche the isra of Shabbos. But our Tana holds that abab machteres is a vadai. And we said, L'chayr pshat in the machloikis is that our Tana holds that it's you couldn't kill abab machteres misafek because ein daichel nefesh in nefesh. The only way to kill machteres, like Reb Chaim said, is if you have a chiyuv adoraitiv. So our Tana gufa holds that you have to have a chiyuv adoraitiv. And the way to express that chiyuv adoraitiv is that the life of the adoraitiv is forfeit. He has a chiyuv on him. He's mischayiv miso le'inin hatzos an yadav. So that's the case. There's no kasha on the rif because there'd be shmol. The rif is going a liba our tana and rava who hold you can only kill b'mach teres who's a vadai and therefore the whole vort is that there's a chiyuv on this raidev and the way to express it is that the life of there's the raidev is mischai b'nashi leitin hatsos and nirda, not because of pikuach nefesh. So whether it's a case of nefashis like a roidef liritzicha or b'machteres, or it's a case of nair murasa, which is a case of oynis, not a case of nefashis, the life of the roidef is forfeit, chay b'nafshay, for the hatzal is a nirdef. Whether the hatzal is hatzal's nefashis, whether the hatzal is hatzal and oynis, but Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. And holds that you kill b'mach machteres misafek. Alma, the gedder of the din is not that there's a chiyuv incumbent upon the raidiv, but rather that the teres mechadish, the pikuach nefesh, allows you to be doicha the iser ritzicha, even in case of safek. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel is able to make a kal v'chomer from b'mach machteres to pikuach nefesh by Shabbos. Okay, one more point. Rashi says you kill on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. But the Me'iri says you can kill on Shabbos because he's kimeis. It's the lashon of the Me'iri. He's kimeis. It doesn't say like Rashi that's because of pikuach nefesh, but rather it's because he's kimeis. So what does the Me'iri mean when he says he's kimeis? So Rebbe said that it's posher to the Me'iri. Two things are posher to the Me'iri. Number one, like Reb Chaim, if there's no chiyuv adoraitiv, you can't kill him for the sake of atzalos nirdaf. Because ein daichin nefesh mitei nefesh. It was also posher to the Me'iri that since there's no Mises Bezin on Shabbos, the yesod there is that Shabbos is mufka for Mises Bezin, meaning it's impossible to administer a Mises Bezin on Shabbos. If you administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, it's not called a Mises Bezin. So the Havamina of the Gemara was that on Shabbos, you really can't have a chiyuv misa to be killed. That was the Havamina of the Gemara. The fact that Shabbos is mufka for Mises Bezdin means that on Shabbos, you can't be chayiv misa. There's no right to be killed. That's the case. How can you kill a roidev? The only way to kill a roidev is if there's a chiyuv misa on the roidev. Kamash malon. On Shabbos, the yisoid of the din is not that there's no chiyuv misa, but that you have to kill him with Mises Bezdin, and you can't implement the Mises Bezdin. Initially, the Havamina of the Gemara was that Shabbos is mufka totally from Mises Bezdin, as in there's no such thing as a chiyuv misa on Shabbos. On Shabbos, this fellow isn't chayiv misa, so you can't kill him. You have no right to kill anybody on Shabbos. So I think that would apply to a roidev too. Because if a roidev doesn't have a chiyuv misa, you can't kill him. Kimash malan, Shabbos is mufka for Mises Bezdin, meaning you can't implement the Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. So for that, the guy has a chiyuv misa, but if I give him a Mises Bezdin, that doesn't constitute a fulfillment of the Mises Bezdin that I have to give him. But a roidev is different. Because a roidev isn't chayiv a Mises Bezdin. The idea of the vort is that a roidev's life is forfeit to the Hatzalah of the Nirdaf. Meaning, it's not that he is Chayiv Misa and I have to kill him, but it's that the moment that he's being Raidiv Acha Chaveira, now he has forfeited his life and he is Kimeis. And by virtue of being Kimeis, that allows you to kill him. So whereas on Shabbos you can't kill someone who's Chayiv Misa because you have to implement Misa's Bezdin, that's his Chiyuv, an implementation of Misa's Bezdin. The Chiyuv of a Raidiv is that his life, the nature of that Chiyuv is not that he's Chayiv Misa per se. The nature of his Chiyuv is that his life is forfeit, that tells us the Nirda. And since his life is forfeit, then Mimele, you have a right to kill him. That issue Shabbos does not obviate. So that is the Chiddush of the Gemara, Yesh Leidon, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, that the Rodev is Choshev Kimeis. Since he's Choshev Kimeis, Mimele, you can kill him. And that doesn't infringe upon the fact that on Shabbos you can't administer Misa's Bezdin. Okay. So I think that's all we'll do, because the Bechin is tomorrow. But that I think if you look in the notes, I think there are 8 pages left in the notes, so it shouldn't be too onerous to go through. Shouldn't be too cumbersome to do everything tomorrow. I'm not gonna do Chazar tomorrow, but. At least we did something.
Just what?
What?
Yeah, the grids, that's the only other
subject. And Hasra.